This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and specifically targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. No word on casualties. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents are formally ushering in the beginning of historic peace talks aimed at ending 2 decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make. The actual talks are set to start tomorrow." The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, what he called the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and hand the information to Moscow if he agrees. The German government had earlier said it would not investigate the case because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow has insisted it has seen no evidence Navalny was the victim of foul play, and yesterday said it would ask to send investigators to Berlin. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest-profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny's supporters call it a case of attempted murder. Wildfires continue their brutal assault in the western states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres have been lost, and the death count is on the rise. Via remote, this is VOA News. Oregon's Governor Kate